John DePietro. He tells it like it is. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Hi, everyone. We are back. I'm Patricia Raskin, and I'm filling in for the John DePietro Show. I'm very honored to do so. And in our last half hour of this program this morning, I'm very excited to talk to Stephen Porter from ARIA, Association of Rhode Island Authors. He's the president. And we're talking about the upcoming 4th Annual Rhode Island Author Expo and how there are so many Rhode Island authors and how ARIA is raising awareness. And I'm happy to have you in the studio, Stephen.
Well, thanks for having me in.
Yeah, it's really great. I'm an author. I've written a couple books. I'm in the process of writing a third one. But I think it's wonderful that you have brought together so many Rhode Island authors, and it kind of happened by accident in a way, didn't it?
It did. It did. As you know, writing is such a solitary activity.
And you're an author.
I am. And when I wrote my first and finished my first manuscript and self-published it, I made that decision to do that. I had actually a little bit of success, and it was selling online, and I was starting to see sales and through ebooks and other forms around the world. It's really an exciting thing. But when I turned around and tried to find that support locally in the arts community, in the really to try to find out where do the authors hang around, I had a hard time finding that. So I reached out to a few authors that I didn't even know who lived locally. And three or four of us got together and started the Association of Rhode Island Authors.
When was this?
This was about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And our first attempt at doing this is we each threw in $20 and went to the Apple Festival in Johnston.
Okay.
Just to rent a booth and sell books for the weekend. And we had a great time. And what's happened in the last 5 years is that four of us have now become 297 of us.
Wow.
And we are, I believe, the state's fastest growing arts nonprofit. We are 501c3.
Isn't that wonderful?
And we just get busier and busier and busier all the time.
Steve, talk about the art of writing and how you, what your sense is in terms of if you have a message, and particularly you get a lot of support here in Rhode Island, but talk about the art of writing and how you can really get your message across through this vehicle.
Well, the book is a long form item, so you can tell them, have a message to deliver in either fiction or nonfiction. And it can be a novel. You know, we've seen through history some of the most powerful messages ever written have been written through fiction. Mm-hmm. Yet we have just as many nonfiction authors in the state. And the ability to express in long form these long, complex, thought out ideas changes the world. It changes lives.
Yeah.
And it persuades anyone in any direction.
Now, here's my question. I know because I'm in the process of writing another book. It's changed today. The world of publishing has changed. When I first published years ago, very few people self-published. Now everybody self-publishes. There were a lot of people self-published.
Right.
And to be able to be published by a major publisher is getting more increasingly difficult.
It is.
So talk about that today in terms of should people write? Do you encourage them to write? Is it? Explain that.
Sure. I mean, the difference today between a self-published author and a traditionally published author, that difference is narrowing. It's not what it was because it has nothing to do with the quality of the story or even the quality of the writing. The traditionally published author has access to professional editors and marketers and designers and developers, whereas the self-published author has to do that all on their own.
Or pay for, or hire someone.
Or hire to do it. And one of the services our association is able to provide to the writers is access to those professional people and those professional contacts so that their book can stand up one-on-one with
and
those traditionally published books.
Another thing you mentioned I'd like to point out is you could have a fantastic book and it could be turned down by many publishers, not because it's not good, because they're looking at, right, the bottom line return. Will it sell books?
Right.
So what is your social media platform? How many people do you have online? And they look at that, and sometimes if your platform isn't big enough, even if you have a great book, you won't get into a major publishing house.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the publishing industry is a 300-year-old, very sophisticated sales and marketing industry. Mm. They know what they like. They know what sells. And they don't really have time to develop.
That's why you
new
see
ideas.
A lot of major names, right? Celebrities, best-selling authors. They're with a lot of the big houses.
Right.
Because they know that their books are going to sell because they have a following.
Exactly. If you change your last name to Kardashian, and you're going to have a bestseller no matter what you write.
So, Steve, do you think it's important, because one of the things that my book agent said to me is build up your social media numbers. Whether or not you self-publish or you're with a publisher, do you think that's important
it
to
is.
Build up those numbers?
I do, because, I mean, social media is the new newspaper. It's where people go, and we see the impact that social media has just had in this past presidential election. Think about
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
And if you're in the publishing industry, you're very well aware how powerful that is. Mm-hmm. So if you have a following, if you have a platform, if you have those people on Facebook and Twitter and all the other social media outlets that are out there already in place, ready for your next work, mm-hmm. you're going to be a very successful author for your publisher.
Right. Now, you also have a publishing company.
I do, yes.
So you will publish books as well.
Yes.
Right. And that is that like self-publishing?
It is. Well, we consider myself, through Stillwater River Publications, a hybrid publisher right. where we work with local authors and writers and try to connect them to the traditional industry. But not every book is the same and not every author is the same.
Right.
So it gives them some flexibility.
What typical questions do you get, Steve, when you're out there and you're talking to people? People come up to you after a talk. They're thinking about writing a book. What are your typical questions?
Well, I think the first, not necessarily a question, but maybe the first misunderstanding is that people believe that they have a great idea for a book, and they often do, but that's all they need.
Right.
That, okay, I have this great idea, and I'll hear their ideas, and it's like, you know, that is a great idea.
Right.
But then they want to stop there. I just want to sit at home and write all day. Right. And I can tell you that the number of people who do that is a pretty short list
so
worldwide.
So what you need, so if those people say that, what would you advise them? What do they need to do?
Learn the business. Learn how the business works. How does a publisher make its money? What kinds of books do they publish? Why do they publish? How do bookstores make their money? How do libraries?
But Steve, you don't want to write a book just because it will sell, right?
True, absolutely.
You want to
true.
Write a book because this is something you believe in and you want to get it to the audience. You still want to sell the book. But your reason wouldn't be just, oh, well, what's hot now? I'll write a book about that.
No, but there is a line between being a writer and being an author.
Okay.
Now, as a writer, you can do anything you want to do, and it's a wonderful experience, and it can lift your heart, and you can really enjoy it. But as an author, you're now making an arrangement. You now have to deal with a reader. And yeah. readers have expectations, and bookstores have expectations for their books. And if you don't meet your reader's expectations or your bookstore's expectations, your book is not going to be successful, and right. no one will have an opportunity to read it.
Right. So, and there's a whole formula for that, right? I mean, there's a whole format for nonfiction and for fiction in terms of, right? Isn't it formulaic in certain ways? The way you deliver your message.
In some ways, it's formulaic, but I think it's more about just having a great story to tell. Whether it's fiction or nonfiction, do you have that ability to tell a story through your written work? Mm-hmm. And that's really the bottom line secret. Because even the traditional publishers, and even if you have the following, they still want those good stories.
All right, so let's talk about, I want to bring in Small Business Saturday, because today is Black Friday, but Small Business Saturday, and we really encourage folks to buy local. And I know Small Business Administration is one of the organizations behind this, and there are many that are really promoting Small Business Saturday. Now, how would you promote Small Business Saturday in terms of your authors?
Well, through the association, we let people know that many of the authors here in the state are self-published or independently published, and they are small businesses themselves. They are out there. You'll see us at different art shows, like the Scituate Art Festival. We just had sent a group of authors to Comic-Con last week.
Really?
All our kind of crazy sci-fi, fantasy, horror folks were up at Comic-Con meeting with fans and readers. And they're as legitimate and important small businesses as anybody else.
This may sound silly, but do you think, I mean, this is Rhode Island authors that you're working with. Do you think there's a personality to Rhode Island authors, or do you think it's just, you know, is there a certain, I don't know, like a group thing?
I think that as a state, one of the biggest advantages we have as a state is that we're small, and we've always looked at that as a disadvantage. Right. But I can bring together all 297 authors in this state into the Central Protestant in 45 minutes if necessary. And you can't do that in California or Texas or Alaska or elsewhere.
And you're getting the best of our state, right?
And they're the best of the best.
In our state, whereas in California, it might be 3,000.
Right.
And you're right, it's going to be harder to get people there.
Yeah, we have that ability to communicate quickly and travel quickly and get together quickly. Our last meeting had 82 authors present.
Really?
And you know, you can't, you just can't do that in Arizona. Wonderful. You can't do that in California.
Yeah. And I've spoken for your group. It's a wonderful group. I know you have many people who come in
yes.
and speak about, you know, other things like using radio, or people will talk about how do you speak effectively and how do you communicate effectively.
Right. I mean, we try to bring those professionals in the industry, whether it's editors, writers, narrative developers, and radio personalities, anybody we can, to come in.
Or best-selling authors even, too.
And best-selling authors, just to share their experience to make the process of writing easier.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, today it's so easy to self-publish. And as you said, the gap is narrowing. I mean, 20 years ago, self-publishing, it didn't have the same reputation. It was kind of like, well, you know, it's going to be an inferior book if it's self-published. Not so today.
Not so today at all. As a matter of fact, in terms of quality, it is very difficult now to tell the difference.
Really? Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
I remember, I don't know if you remember this book, but it's kind of a New Age book, The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield.
Yep, I do recall.
And that was like 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this book, self-published, in those days when very few people did. And he started selling them out of his trunk. And I think what happened was he sold so many copies, thousands and thousands of copies on his own, then a major publisher picked him up.
Right.
But it was after he did the work himself.
And today, there have been a few technological advances. One, this ability to distribute. You can get your book on Amazon. E-books, which have changed everything.
Yeah.
And the costs of printing have dropped dramatically in these new printing techniques. So now, not that anybody can do it, because you can't, but anybody has a chance.
All right. And can we take this call very quickly? I have to ask permission from Keith. All right, we've got it. We've got a minute. We've got Rebecca from East Greenwich. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi. So I'm an author, actually. I'm a young adult author living in Rhode Island. And I just happened to turn on the radio, and so I was really excited to hear this conversation. And one thing I wanted to say was that I'm traditionally published, and one of the things that I'm very, very proud of writing for young adults, and especially being from Rhode Island, is putting Rhode Island in my book. And I'm very, very patriotic about Rhode Island. Almost all my books are set here. So I'm just really grateful for this conversation.
Isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to, because you called in, we're going to let you tell me your name and your book.
Oh, my last book that just came out was, my name's Rebecca Maisel. My last book that just came out was with HarperCollins called Seasons of Fireflies. But I just so appreciate this conversation and so glad to hear about Rhode Island authors and
Thank
what
you.
People are doing for Rhode Island.
Thank you. Tell us the book again, slower.
It's called A Season for Fireflies, and it's with HarperCollins.
And it's a novel. It's a fiction.
Yeah, I write novels for kids, pretty much, like YA.
Isn't that wonderful?
Congratulations on the book, too.
Yes, and are you part of ARIA, the Rhode Island Authors?
I don't think so, and it's so funny because, like, I know so many children's authors, and I'm wondering, like,
all right, you'll have to hook up with Steve. All right, Steve, give out your information. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the easiest way to contact us is online, of course, which would be through our website, riauthors.org. And there's membership forms and information about our activities, including our expo and other things that we have coming up. But that's the best first place to go.
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. And Rebecca, contact me, Patricia, patriciaraskin.com as well. All right. Terrific.
Thanks so much
for calling in. Okay. All right. Terrific. I mean, it's just so we have wonderful authors in the state. We're going to take a break. And you are listening to The John DePietro Show. And I'm Patricia Raskin. Very honored to be filling in today on Black Friday for John. And we are on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. My show is on Saturdays between 3 and 5 p.m., The Patricia Raskin Show. We help our listeners turn problems into solutions, so tune in then. And we have Stephen Porter with us right now from the Association of RI Authors. We'll finish up our conversation with him right after the break. Again, we're right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We'll be right back.
John DePietro.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to The John DePietro Show, and I'm Patricia Raskin filling in today on Black Friday. Very honored to do so. Remember, folks, this is Black Friday, and really try to honor Small Business Saturday tomorrow. Go out and shop local, buy local, and there are many organizations behind this, and we want to support our state and our local small businesses, so go ahead and do that. And with us right now, we have Stephen Porter. And Stephen Porter is the president of the Association of Rhode Island Authors, and they have a huge expo coming up. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. That's a week from tomorrow, December 3rd. We'll be at Rhodes on the Patuxent in Cranston from 11 to 5. We will have 135 published authors sitting at tables, signing books, selling books. It's a real wow moment when you walk in the room. And after you visited the first three or four tables to realize you still have 125 to go because the books are so much.
You didn't have it at Rhodes on the Patuxent before, right?
No, this is our fourth year. And each year we've gotten a bigger, we've outgrown our venue.
Yes, you were in Lincoln, I believe.
Yeah, we were in Lincoln last year. And
which was fantastic.
We had over 1,200 readers last year come through and expecting a lot more this year, too.
Okay, Rhodes on the Patuxent, 11 to 5. Saturday. And who should come? Anybody who wants to buy books for the holidays?
It's the Christmas shopping season, so I hear. So come on down, and we'll have, everybody knows someone who likes to read.
And you'll meet the authors, and you'll get your book signed.
There's nothing better than giving a book as a gift and having it signed and personalized by the person who wrote it.
I was there last year. I'm going to try to get there.
It's an amazing time.
It's wonderful. All right, and remember, that's terrific. And really, really appreciate you being here, Stephen, and sharing what you do. Stephen is the president of ARIA, the Association of Rhode Island Authors, and he's also the owner of Stillwater Publishing.
Yes.
All right. Thanks so much for being on.
Thanks again.
All right.